Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday the 16th of September, recording at 8:43 p.m. and that's British summertime still, and obviously a little bit before the U.S. Close. Well, what interesting times we live in. That's sometimes a mixed blessing, of course. The big story from last week is still a major factor here, and that's, of course, Mr. Obama and of the U.S. and Mr. Putin of Russia trying to deal with this Syrian situation. Now, while there's been a lot of cynicism about Russia's participation, there's also been even more relief that he's actually involved, and there's been even greater relief that President Obama did not go ahead and launch his missile strike. And the main reason behind that change in sentiment is, of course, the fact that the U.S. Electorate is weary of wars in the Middle East. They're expensive, they leave a high body count, and even though this was only going to be a cruise missile strike, allegedly, it doesn't take too much imagination to appreciate that there were all kinds of things that could have gone wrong on this, that could have led to extrapolations. The relationship between Russia and the U.S. was remarkably tense before last week, and just fears generally that it could further destabilize what was already a deeply troubled region, and then the Russians were obviously concerned. I think just about everybody was concerned. Well, then the second story here, which was a bit of a surprise today, and I'm sure you've heard the news, but President Obama's chosen candidate here to follow Ben Bernanke as head of the Federal Reserve withdrew, and probably wisely so, because he realized that his candidacy was going to be very controversial. It would have to be approved, that is, by the U.S. Senate, and he was looking short of votes in here, and a lot of the Democrats were strongly in favor of Janet Yellen, for reasons I'm sure you're familiar with those and you've read about them. I think markets and generally, and certainly investors, were somewhat concerned about Lawrence Summers taking over at the Fed. There was a feeling that he would be unraveling the quantitative easing program faster than some other candidates, not least Janet Yellen, who presumably is in the front seat now in terms of the nomination. And she was expected to be much more likely to continue with Mr. Bernanke's policies generally. So that led to a good strong rally here today. It is fading on Wall Street as we get close to the close somewhat. I mean, the Dow is up 170 points at its high, and I think we're up about 105 here right now, and I'll try to remember to remind you where we are in a few more minutes. But what I can say is that in the short term, we've moved back to an overbought condition here for the U.S. and a good many other stock market indices. And I'll just run through some of these with you. I told you where the Dow is here right now. And we've had similar moves to the upside by Canada and Mexico. The European indices were also quite firm, with the exception of the Switzerland, which had a tiny decline, just over a tenth of a percent. But the FTSE MIB, that's the Italian market, was up over 1%, and we had gains close to that from Sweden and the Netherlands and German DAX up over 1%, French CAC up over 1%, Euro Stoxx 50 up nearly 1%. So again, continued good progress there. And then in the Asia Pacific region, we have Japan was a little bit higher here today. China just down a fraction. Actually, it was mixed across the various different Chinese indices, and Taiwan was quite strong, up nearly 1.4%. South Korea up 1%. Some of the beaten up ASEAN indices, which have been recovering here in the last couple of weeks, with Thailand up 3% in here today, Indonesia up over 3%, the Philippines up 2.75%. So just strong action in here generally. And I noticed New Zealand, which has been a steady performer all along, also had a good day in here today. Now, what I mentioned, and but I come back to this point here, is that in terms of the short term, I mentioned that these rallies have created some overbought conditions led by Wall Street. A lot of short term stochastic indicators are up in overbought territory. Now, I don't think that's anything to panic about, largely because, in terms of the big picture, I think that this current environment is likely to remain choppy for at least the medium term, but it in no way resembles an outright bearish environment for global stock markets. I mean, even some of those bombed out resources indices have been recovering here in recent weeks. So in terms of that big picture, yes, overbought, don't chase markets higher in here would be my suggestion. But don't be surprised if you see further ranging in a fairly volatile fashion over the next few weeks and possibly months. Now, elsewhere, long-dated government bonds, they saw sharp rallies in the bond futures. That means that the yields came off quite sharply here early today, but most of those declines in the yields have subsequently been unwound here. My feeling is that we're probably not far off a medium-term pause in terms of yields for U.S. Treasuries, U.K. gilts, so on, German bunds, that I wouldn't be surprised if we didn't see yields pull back a little bit and just range within their upward trends. I don't think that the rally that we've seen really since May is going to be continued at that rate overall. But the bottom line point on here is that this is a bear market for these global bonds, and therefore there will be more surprises on the upside in terms of yields than on the downside. I mentioned in my Friday audio that another big move upwards, such as we saw from those May lows, would be a serious problem were it to occur. I don't think that will occur, but I wouldn't bet my life on it. And here, as I say, because this is now a bear market overall. Certainly, that would be of considerable concern to central bankers if we did get another big surge in those long-dated government bond yields, and that would weigh on stock markets as well. Now, elsewhere, precious metals, again, they rallied sharply. Pretty well everything rallied here early on in the day, but then they gave up those gains, or for the most part they did. For instance, gold right now, still trading, of course, but it's at 1309 and change, gold bullion, and it had been as high as 1336 here earlier in the day. Similarly, now silver, it's still to the plus side, but only by $0.03, it was up to 22.49 at the high here this morning, and it's currently at 21.76. So that's quite a sharp pullback, as you can as you can hear. Now, in currencies, also, we had the U.S. dollar quite soft here early on in the day, but it has recovered much of that decline here overall. And just to mention a few of these currency cross rates, the Australian dollar, that's still really quite steady. I think it's benefiting from Mr. Abbott's victory in the general election. We see the euro also still a bit firm at 133.39, and sterling similarly up to 159 here. But as I say, the dollar is certainly off its lows that we had seen earlier in the day. Elsewhere in the commodity sector, industrial metals a bit mixed here overall. We see crude oil lower. That's very good news. The Brent, for instance, is again this because it's been swinging around recently along with everything else, but it's currently down $1.90 at 109.80. And the WTI is down $2 at 106.17. I'd like to see both of those below $100 in here. I'm not holding my breath for that given circumstances in the Middle East, but it would be desirable in terms of the slow pace of the global economic recovery. In other words, it would be pro-growth if we saw those come down a little bit further in here. And last but not least, in the grain and bean complex, as we head into the harvest season here, soybeans, which had rallied last month, but they're down sharply in here today, and that's good news. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.